Five candidates vying to follow outgoing Peoria Mayor Jim Artis recently addressed an array of topics in the WCBU forum.
They addressed Peoria's current budget crisis and escalating pension obligations, the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, criminal justice reform and racial inequity, and the city's dwindling population.
That's WCBU reporter Joe Deacon. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Friday, January 22nd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. High school sports are close to resuming in Illinois, and two Peoria area athletic directors say players and coaches are excited and eager to return to action. With a large part of central Illinois now in Tier 1 of the Restore Illinois COVID-19 mitigation plan, the Illinois High School Association is getting back to competition. Peoria High's Brian Dumphy says the ability for teams to get back on the courts and fields is a bit of a relief.
It's the first glimmer of hope that we've had in quite a while. I think there was a lot of skepticism and worry that this whole year was going to be a wash. So kids are glad to be back with their coaches.
While low-risk winter activities such as cheerleading and boys swimming can hold competitions, basketball is considered a high risk and is limited to practices and scrimmages. Dunlap AD Katie Kazalit says the sports calendar will get pretty crowded next month when rescheduled fall sports like football and volleyball start preseason practices.
Time at this point is not on our side. We have soccer and volleyball and football slated to start on February 15th, and then with the summer seasons starting on, I believe it's April 19th. So we have a lot of sports to fit in here.
Still, Dumphy says the news that games would soon be back on is welcome news.
It's just been a great couple of days. There's a lot of enthusiasm. I think if you want people to appreciate things, if you take it away for a short time, when they get it back, they realize how wonderful it is and can be.
Both Dumphy and Kazalit say they're working on rebuilding schedules for the upcoming seasons. Here's some more stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Illinois Department of Public Health reported 4,979 new COVID-19 cases Thursday and 123 more deaths. The state's 7-day statewide test positivity rate is currently 6.5%. The state continues to trend in the right direction, with restrictions eased Thursday in Champaign and some Chicago suburbs. More than 900,000 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine have now been administered statewide. And the Illinois State Board of Education is concerned that likely new high school graduation requirements will be too burdensome for some districts. An omnibus education bill pushed for by the Illinois Legislative Black Caucus and passed by the General Assembly last week include a number of new course requirements, including laboratory science and foreign language. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The five candidates on the primary ballot to replace outgoing Peoria Mayor Jim Artis say they want to lead the city through its current challenges and into the future. All five recently participated in a WCBU candidate forum co-hosted by the League of Women Voters of Greater Peoria and Peoria Public Library. Joe Deacon has more.
Rita Ali, Andy Diaz, Jim Montelongo, Sid Ruckriegel, and Shama St. Louis are vying for the opportunity to become Peoria's first new mayor since 2005. In the Zoom forum, they addressed such issues as Peoria's current budget crisis and escalating pension obligations, the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, criminal justice reform and racial inequity, and the city's dwindling population. As an at-large representative, Ali is one of three current council members in the field. She says the multiple crises facing the city present a unique challenge.
This situation requires experienced and proven leadership to spearhead collective efforts to stabilize Peoria's social and economic climate and lead our city toward recovery and revitalization. My mindset is that every problem is an opportunity. Peoria is struggling, and it has been further beaten down by a terrible pandemic. Muhammad Ali said, "You don't lose if you get knocked down. You lose if you stay down." Peoria will not stay down.
Diaz operates the Urban Acres Farm and Springboard Market in the North Valley neighborhood where he grew up and lives today. He says one of his goals will be to make it easier for citizens to work with city management.
To get where I am now took hard work And it seemed as if the hardest of that work was dealing with City Hall. I know my frustrations aren't unique, and we need to change that to begin to grow our community. We have so many talented people in Peoria. We have to empower and enable them to achieve their dreams. We do that with a responsive City Hall that doesn't determine winners and losers before we ever know who is in the race.
Montelongo chose to enter the mayoral race over seeking re-election in District 4. He says economic development holds the key to solving Peoria's fiscal woes.
As the mayor of Peoria, I will focus on getting our financial house in order, focus on basic city services, police, fire, and our roads. And I want to put forth the largest effort ever made in Peoria to help businesses grow and expand. I want to take my 30 years of being a business owner, a master's in business administration, and my 3 terms of being a city council member to take on these challenges.
Ruck Riegel is in his second term as an at-large council member. He pointed to his experience with job creation and helping businesses grow among his qualifications.
The job of city council member and the job of mayor are 2 very different positions. With the job of mayor, you must balance all of the requests, priorities, and voices of the city. And I want to be that person for you. I've got the most experience on actual job creation, working on small businesses and growing, and working on large businesses, listening to the businesses and the residents about why and why not they choose to make Peoria home. I've opposed taxes, fees, fines, extra charges that drive businesses and our residents away.
A community organizer and activist, St. Louis says Peoria deserves a mayor who will fix systemic issues and prioritize reinvesting in the communities and improving residents' financial well-being.
One of the ways I plan to do that is with a monthly stimulus program. Over incentivizing developers and corporations. Peoria deserves someone who wants to rebuild the table and give residents decision-making power concerning their own communities, and who wants to reimagine public safety as access to resources and opportunities and create a community safety department.
The primary election is February 23rd. The 2 candidates receiving the most votes will advance to the consolidated election on April 6th. I'm Joe Deacon.
Find the complete 90-minute forum as well as a voter guide with more on each candidate at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.